And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start with a stunning display. I don't know if I'm even going to call this stunning. A much expected display of biblical illiteracy and blatant disregard for God's word. The United Methodist Church has decided to lift its ban on LGBT clergy at their recent general conference. And it all comes into full view exactly what has been going on the last couple of years, because we've told you about the many thousands of Methodist congregations that have left the UMC. Well, this is why the UMC didn't fight too much against it. Delegates voted overwhelmingly 692-51 to remove the rule forbidding, quote, self-avowed practicing homosexuals from being ordained or appointed as ministers. So the Bible calls the practice of homosexuality sinful, and the continual practice of homosexuality would be ongoing unrepentant sin, which would make someone, according to 1 John, not even saved. Yet they can be ordained and appointed as ministers in the United Methodist Church now. A sad day when a denomination that claims to follow Christ chooses to ignore his clear teaching on sexual morality. But hey, wait, there's more. The pro-LGBTQ cohort at the convention also celebrated the passage of a petition that would remove any and all, quote, anti-LGBT petitions from the floor. So apparently they're not content with just promoting homosexuality. No. They want to make God himself trans and gay. It would be laughable if it weren't so tragic. The UMC now has clearly gone the way of the Episcopalian. It truly is heartbreaking to see an entire denomination deceived by Satan. Now, moving on to our next story, which is just as bad, if not even worse. A PhD student, no, it's not worse, but anyway, a PhD student studying poetry through a Marxist lens recently demanded, quote, humanitarian aid so her comrades wouldn't die of dehydration and starvation during campus protests. You heard all that right. The commies ran out of food immediately following their revolution, and that's so ironic, isn't it? It gets better. This student's dissertation is on fantasies of limitless energy in the transatlantic romantic imagination from 1760 to 1860. She wants to write a prehistory of metabolic rift, which was Marx's term for the disruption of energy circuits caused by industrialization under capitalism. I could make this stuff up even if I tried, folks. Even the Babylon Bee would struggle to come up with something this completely absurd. But in more encouraging news, Governor Ron DeSantis and the state of Florida are suing the Biden administration and the Department of Education over the new Title IX rules that would force men into women's spaces and mandate their trans agenda in schools. The state of Florida is joined by the states of Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina in the lawsuit, arguing that the original intent of Title IX was to protect women, not men dressed up as women. That's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.